Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 4th of January 2017 and this is the 508th Mole Out Loud podcast. I'm just walking up the hill on Knocklofty through this wonderful track that's sort of almost parallel with the main track, but the main track seems to me to be much steeper, although it can't really be all in all given that it starts and ends in the same place. But I really like this little off-track track. Maybe it's just having soft ground and trees around and needing to walk over stones and things and having a few slight curves. It makes it a much more pleasant experience, and you can really smell the earth because we've had enough rain for the smells of eucalypt and kind of damp earth to come out. And even though it hasn't actually rained these last couple of days, it's been very muggy, so those smells are still quite present. It also means that the plants are still quite green, which is unusual for this time of the year. So it's a very, very pleasant little space, and I thought I would come up here, even though I can't really do a very long walk today. Well, I can't do a very long walk anyway. I'm not quite up to it, but I can't. It'll be quite a curtailed walk today anyway. But just getting out here and up is really lovely. Yesterday, I'm afraid, I didn't do a podcast. I apologise. I did start one. I got about 1 minute into it. And then I had a visit. I was going to say a surprise visit. It wasn't actually a surprise visit, but it was a surprise time for the visit. And so I couldn't continue with the podcast. And then in the evening, when I would normally have done it, I was babysitting for this new baby, this grandchild, and I've never sat for him before. He's never been sat for before. He's only 7 weeks, and so it was a bit of an experience for both of us. And unfortunately, he had been a bit jostled about driving down here and had had to have a feed quite quickly before his parents went out. So he was not very comfortable. So we had a rather noisy few hours, and they weren't conducive to me doing a podcast. So I do apologise for that, and these things just sometimes happen. But whilst I was looking after him, I had a work session with Michael Nobbs, and for the 20 minutes, we put the timers on, and he just slept for exactly those 20 minutes. So I was able to start working on a translation that I'm doing. It's translating a piece that is about 4 pages of a crime novel. And I'm really enjoying it. It's like a puzzle. And I love finding the right words so that it reads properly in English. I want it to sound as if English was the language that it was first written in. And so it's quite a challenge as well. So I started doing that with a sleeping baby. And I shall continue working on that tomorrow morning. So it really is, it's a very good exercise. It's a good mental exercise, as well as being quite enjoyable as well. Hello. someone who's a bit more energetic than me running down the path. I think sometimes that doing translations, a bit like editing other people's work, really helps you see your own work in a new light, from a slight distance, and you become more aware of the cadences of sentences, and the possibilities, I suppose, because a different language always gives you a slightly different idea of a thing, or a scene, or whatever it is. It's like looking at something slightly aslant. I don't know, a word or an object that can become in your own language, it can become very matter of fact. Very much, you know, there is a yellow flower, that flower is yellow. And if you have the description of it in another language, you look at the nuance of the yellow and perhaps question the fact of it as well. So it is a really good exercise, and I must remind myself how much I enjoy doing it. I also realise that poor old Murmurs hasn't come out for quite a while, and I have got one really nearly written, but I don't think it's the right one to put out as the first one for this year. So I'm thinking of actually putting that one aside and writing another one, and maybe working on the one that I have been working on a bit later in the year. So that's where that is. It's not that Murmurs has completely gone underground, it's just that it's having a little, well, it's not having a rest either. I'm just rethinking it a bit. And so it will be there. It will come. It just needs to be the right one. So I wonder how this first week of 2017 is going for you. Maybe like me, you feel that it's almost still holiday time. I know that the lack of cafe, the fact that the cafe is closed at the moment, and so I don't have this impetus to get up and be out and be there and ready at 7:30, has inched my get-up time later and later. So it feels very holiday-like at the moment. And next week, when they reopen, I think I'll feel more as if the year has kind of really started in a different way. So I'm not sure how you will feel. I think it probably depends where in the world you are, because here in Australia, a lot of people take their long holidays at the moment in the middle of summer. And I know that in a lot of places in Europe, it's really at the most a week or 10 days. And sometimes not even that. So depending on where you are, you may feel more or less into the new year. And of course, if the new year is in midwinter, then there is that slowness about it anyway. I do miss the dark, cool slowness rather than the midsummer lassitude, I suppose, that comes over you. It really is quite muggy today. It's not that hot, but I'm feeling hot walking up this hill. Nevertheless, it's really good to start doing it again, and I really appreciate the fact that I still can. I can hear a very strange bird. But I've got no idea what it is, no idea. It almost sounds like a peacock. I can also hear the frogs up at the frog pond. They're really appreciating the rain that we've had. Often in summer you don't hear them at all. They're probably too far away for you to hear, I think. I'm just about to get to a tree where there used to be two frog mouths. Frog mouths are members of the jay family, but they look like owls. And they sit on branches very, they're incredibly still. They sit there and they camouflage themselves against the silver grey of the trunks of these trees. So they're often very difficult to see. And unlike other birds, they don't sort of fly away when you come past. They just look at you. But I think they've now chosen a different tree, and there are a lot of trees up here in the reserve. So unless you walk around with your head up all the time, you're unlikely to see them. I've nearly come to the top of the hill, not the top of the hill, but to the part of the hill that has a lookout, so you can look out over the you can look out from the lookout over the water, over to the water, which is an estuary, and at the moment there are a lot of yachts in from this Sydney to Hobart yacht race. And so there, even though the big boats have all long since arrived, there are still some stragglers coming in. Of course, with their much less powerful boats, they're much more at the mercy of winds. And we've had some quite wild weather this time. We've had very, very strong winds or complete calm. So it's not been an easy race. So I'm just heading for that lookout now. And then I'll probably have to turn back so that I get home in time. Oh yes, I do. In fact, I need to turn round now, this minute. I've been dawdling. I'm not going to look out. I'm not going to go to the lookout. I think that when I'm actually talking and walking at the same time, it takes quite a lot longer than when I'm just walking. So I think I'd better stop talking and get myself back home, because I'm expecting a call at 7 o'clock, and I'll upload this as part of that call. Thank you very, very much for listening to me and accompanying me on this little walk. And I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.